Hi, welcome to the podcast that explores what virtual assistants want business owners to know when they start asking themselves the question, hey, do I need a VA? I'm Rachel Davila, and after 18 years as a virtual assistant going it alone, I experienced the steep learning curve from the other side of the VA client relationship when I hired my own VA. Joining me on this podcast is a group of friends and colleagues who all have their own take on what busy entrepreneurs need to know to find, hire, and work with a virtual assistant, and mindfully answer the question, hey, do I need a VA? Let's get this episode started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Davila, and with me is Bree BV, Leanne Arimley, and Quinn Hubbard. Today, we're talking about hiring a newbie VA, and that's Quinn's specialty. We get asked a lot, should you hire a VA who's brand new? Well, today we're going to talk about whether you should or shouldn't and what to ask yourself when you're asking that question. So our specialist, like I said, is Quinn Hubbard. They bring their unique perspective to being a newer VA to our podcast. So Quinn, when we say newbie VA, what do we actually mean? And is it about skills, client experience, or time in the industry?
I would say that in my case, it's definitely time in the industry and client experience. When I started working as a VA, you know, it was like my first time in the virtual assistant industry. And I think, you know, because that was the case, I didn't really have all of these connections to clients. But I wouldn't say that a newbie VA has less skills than other VAs. I would say they just come from different places. So a more experienced VA, a majority of their skill set would come from working with clients, figuring out, you know, different programs because that's what clients want. But in my case, as a new VA, you know, I had Canva skills, you know, I could design things on social media, but that came from, you know, extracurricular activities and stuff like that. So I would say that even though the client experience and the time in the industry wasn't really there, the skills definitely were there.
I think that's a big distinction to make for some people, especially our listeners who may not know. But you could have a stay-at-home mom who has 0 years as a VA and is just starting a business. But we all know running a household, being in school, right? You get skills that are easily transferable to really anything a client can bring. They may not know the programs or the specific things, but the skills themselves are things that we acquire throughout our lifetime. I mean, just running a family and paying bills and all of that. Those are things that clients ask us to do all the time. It's like, yeah, I can do that, no problem. So it's something to consider when somebody says, I'm a newbie VA. It might just be they are new to their business, but not to whatever skills you ask them to have.
Exactly. I think that soft skills are really important, right? Like a newbie VA might, like you said, not have the hard technical knowledge, but soft skills like, you know, being organized, being good at communicating, being able to commit, those are all really important things. And a lot of times newbie VAs will bring that to their business.
Absolutely. Why might a business owner consider hiring someone new instead of a seasoned VA?
That's a great question. And I think that with a newbie VA, a business owner has the unique opportunity to have someone complete tasks the way that they want them to be completed, right? With a more seasoned VA, they have their workflows, they have their ways of doing things. And it would be a lot to ask a seasoned VA to be like, hey, I know you're used to doing it this way, but I want it done this way. Whereas for a newbie VA, that's not a problem to ask at all because they're actually learning from the workflows that the business owner has set up, right? So if you're really specific about the way you want things done, about the program you want something done in, a new VVA has that level of flexibility that maybe a seasoned VA doesn't.
So Quinn, you kind of answered the advantages of hiring a new VA. What are some of the challenges or risks to business owners?
Yeah, so I think that hiring a new VA can get kind of complicated when there's communication breakdowns and when there's a lack of organization on either side, right? So when you're hiring a new BVA, you do want to kind of make sure that they have a high level of organization, that they're good at communicating and that they're good at listening to what the business owner wants. But you also need to check in with yourself and be like, okay, am I organized enough to be able to hand things off to this, to the new BVA? You know, am I good at communicating? Am I good at meeting deadlines? Am I good at blocking out time for myself? Right? Because a new BVA coming in, they don't necessarily have the experience to do that for you. Right? And a more experienced VA might have the experience necessary to be like, okay, I know that I need this this many days in advance. So you need to send this to me at this time. Where a new BVA is like, yeah, I can do the work, but you need to kind of handle your own schedule because I don't necessarily know how long this is going to take me. I don't necessarily know, you know, the X, Y, and Z, but it's going to get done. If a new BVA and a business owner both have, you know, strong organization and strong communication, right? There isn't going to be a problem.
Conversely, though, if both don't have it, then you can have problems.
Yeah.
So it really does go back to your leadership style and managerial style and what, as the business owner, what you bring to the relationship, because new BVAs do tend to need more guidance. They don't know what they don't know. And so it becomes more of the client's responsibility to lead that than where a seasoned VA is like, okay, I know how to do this now. Because correct me if I'm wrong, Quinn, you can lead a client more easily now having a couple of years of experience working with clients, right?
For sure. Yeah, completely. And I think that when I was starting my business, I was definitely of the mindset of like, well, this person knows their business better than I do, so I'm going to sit back and let them run their business the way they want to run their business. And sometimes that means, you know, it's disorganized, right? And as a new BVA, I was like, well, who am I to tell them how to run their business, right? So I do think it's not necessarily like a new BVA not having the organizational skills to correct client behavior or correct those workflows. But I think it's also like there's kind of a power dynamic there, right? That I'm stepping in, I'm new to the industry, right? And I may be seeing things that I'm like, oh, like maybe that's not the best way to do this. But I'm also, you know, I've been here for 3 months. So I'll just sit back and let this person do their thing, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's also a part of it.
I think that goes to confidence. I think it goes to confidence.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, Ian, for sharing those. What should business owners realistically expect when onboarding a new BVA?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. First of all, it'll take time. It'll take time and it'll take energy. And I think that the payoff can be absolutely worth it. But I would say an unrealistic expectation is if you want to just, you know, drop a task and have them do it exactly perfectly the way that you were imagining in your head. I think that with new BVAs, you need to put more thought into, okay, what do I want this end thing to look like, right? Because you can give them something and they'll run with it and they'll have an end product that is probably really good. But if it's not what you had in your head, you know, there's no way for them to know that. And I think that only time can really build that understanding between a VA and a client of, okay, you can give me something and you don't even have to fully tell me what you want, but I can do it because I know you and I know the brand. But for a newbie VA, you have to be like, okay, I want it like this. This is what I'm thinking, you know, do it like this. There has to be more guidance there. So I think realistically understanding that it's going to take time to get to an understanding between the client and the VA.
It sounds like also like an increased amount of understanding and patience through the work process.
For sure.
Do you think it takes longer to onboard a newbie VA?
I think it can. I think it can. And I would say that that's honestly because if you're a seasoned VA, you know what to expect from a new client. You're like, all right, all I need to know is these things and then I can do this thing for you. And I think that also ties into what we talked about before with a seasoned VA has their workflows in place, right? They're like, you give me this task, I know what to do. But a newbie VA doesn't have those workflows. So I think that it is going to take that extra step of onboarding for the business owner to bring those workflows to the table.
So then with that in mind, what qualities matter more than experience when you're evaluating a VA?
I would say a willingness to learn is huge because with a newbie VA, I think that's one of the qualities that they can really own is, hey, I don't know everything, but I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to learn this program. I'm willing to learn to do this task. Whereas a seasoned VA, you know, in very strong in their business can be like, you know what? I like these programs and I'm good with that. You know, I'm good with these programs and I don't really want to step outside of that. But for a new BVA, it's, again, it goes back to that flexibility of I'm willing to learn X, Y, and Z. And there's that excitement about it, I feel. So I think that that's really important when evaluating a VA is if that is important to you, then to kind of be looking for that, maybe even over experience. And I would also say that strong organizational skills, like I talked about before, is really important because, I mean, across the board, you can have a seasoned VA who isn't necessarily as organized as a newbie VA, but their experience, right? For the listeners, Rachel just raised her hand. But the experience makes up for it, right? The experience and the wealth of knowledge, right, makes up for it versus, you know, a newbie VA who has strong organizational skills. You know, it's okay that they don't have as much experience because they can make up for it through commitment.
So Quinn, how can a business owner support and guide new VAs without falling into micromanaging?
That's a great question. And I think that there's a balance, but my biggest tip would be to have workflows. I think Rachel does a great job of guiding business owners to have a handoff list. And I think that if there are a lot of things on your handoff list that you're like, I know how to do these things, I have a step-by-step process to doing those things, that is great for a newbie VA, right? If you can give them a step-by-step, here's how it's done, then you can just trust that they will follow the step-by-step. And then, you know, there can kind of be a back and forth of like, oh, so you interpreted that way. Like, maybe I need to be more clear about that. Or, you know, like maybe I need to add a step in here because I didn't like specify whatever. And so I think that workflows are huge. And that way, like, you're giving a workflow and then you don't need to like sit on a call with them while they do the work, you know, they just kind of have it and you can trust that they can take it from there.
And I would say if you are working on those workflows to hand off to a newbie VA, every step of the way, give them why the piece is important to you, why you do it that way, because then that gives them some insight into your mind so it can answer some of those questions that they may not think to ask why you're doing it this way. But they can also then, as they go through it, go, okay, it's important to do it this way because they said for this. So
yeah.
Little tip.
And I think also if you include the why, then when they're moving on working with other clients, they can take that knowledge with them. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, they'll be able to discern like, oh, so for this client, it's important that I do this way because of this thing, but this client's a little different. So it might not be important that I do it that way. And so then they'll have that knowledge to take with them.
Awesome. What kind of training or mentorship helps newbie VAs grow quickly?
I would say that with newbie VAs, a weekly call is kind of the best way to go, because it just having that weekly check-in is important for the business owner and for the VA, because then the business owner is held accountable to be like, okay, well, I have my weekly meeting with my VA, you know, on Mondays. So I need to make sure that I have stuff ready for them on Mondays. And it's also good for the VA, because then the VA can come back and be like, okay, I did this thing. Was it the way that you wanted it to be done? Or do we have any feedback? And then you can just talk through that in person or, you know, virtually face-to-face, which is a lot more helpful than having an email chain where a new BVA can't necessarily read tone of voice, can't necessarily, you know, pick up on all of the little things that a virtual call can help with. And then, you know, you're not just sitting in your email inbox, you know, waiting for an update. It's like, okay, we can take care of all of this at this time on our call. And I think that it makes it more efficient for everybody.
So part of the things that business owners have to do when they're looking to hire someone is go through the interview process. So when they're interviewing a new BVA who may not have the experience or the knowledge of leading or responding to questions, what are some interview questions that you might have heard that kind of helped you to go, well, this is what I do and this is how I can help and all of that, even from a newbie perspective?
That's a really good question. I would say that it kind of comes back to thinking about the experiences that you've had that aren't necessarily in the industry, but that help inform the way that you are going to show up in the industry. So I would say for me, it was having these extracurriculars that showed, you know, organization, that showed that, you know, I had some familiarity with Canva social media design, that showed that I had commitment that I would show up. I think that all of that was really important to bring to the interview. And I think that as a business owner, if the new BVA doesn't necessarily think to share those things, to ask them like, okay, like what are your extracurriculars like? What kind of skills do you have that you've cultivated outside of this industry? Because I think that that's really where new BVAs can bring a lot of value.
Quinn, can you share a success story of when a business owner working with a new BVA?
Yeah. So my success story involves Rachel. Rachel hired me as a new BVA. And I think part of the reason it was so successful was because Rachel was willing to go through the process of helping me learn. And I think also when I've kind of learned some skills and gotten some experience under my belt, been like, okay, well, I'm going to connect you to this person who can be another client for you. And I think that's part of why I'm here today, is because not only did I have the experience of working with Rachel, but I was able to take that experience and give it to another client. And I think that we just both had a lot of patience with each other, right? Like Rachel had a lot of patience with me in learning how to do things. And I wouldn't even necessarily call it patience. I was just kind of chilling. I was just, you know, happy to be there. I think Rachel has shared in a lot of episodes of the podcast, you know, kind of the learning curve that she went through. And I think as a business owner, you have to learn to have like a lot of patience with yourself, you know, and going through the steps. Like, it's not necessarily easy to add on another person. Even if it's a seasoned VA, it's not necessarily easy. So making sure to have that patience with yourself and the overall, the commitment to be like, okay, well, I'm gonna do it anyway, even though it's hard.
Do you have any advice for newbie VAs who may be listening to this podcast and being like, hey, I want a client. I want one. Tell me what to do, Quinn.
Yeah, I think my advice would be to connect with as many small business owners as you can. I think small business owners are kind of where it's at for new virtual assistants, right? So I was lucky enough that my mom was a small business owner, so she knows a lot of small business owners. And so I kind of got my way into the network that way. But there are a lot of small business owner groups. So I know that my mom and Rachel and Leanne are a part of Polkadot Powerhouse, which is...
Brie too.
Oh my gosh, and Brie! That's so wild. Yeah, so everyone on this podcast except for me is a part of Polkadot Powerhouse, which is essentially a group of women-owned small businesses, and you know through networking you're like, oh, like we have skills that we can offer each other, and it works. But even it's not just Polkadot Powerhouse out there. There's like a lot of groups, a lot of networking groups that can help you out. And I would say that those are key to kind of differentiate yourself from other people who are willing to do administrative tasks. I would say it's the building the relationship piece of it that's really important. So don't be afraid to have a little coffee chat with someone, to have a little call. The more people that you put yourself in touch with, right? Like, you never know. Like, even if that person doesn't need your services, they might know someone who does, or they might meet someone who does. Rachel also has a directory referral system. So, you know, even if it's not Rachel's directory, finding a way to get yourself into a directory, I think those are all good options.
I just have one more. You shared a success story about working with a business owner, but what about a story where it didn't work, and what can listeners learn from that?
I think where it doesn't work is when the business owner isn't necessarily the most organized. I would say that the type of organization that is necessary is specifically deadlines, and specifically knowing when you need to have something to make something work. And so if you're planning big events, or, you know, you're doing things that, you know, involve a lot of moving parts, right? You need to make sure that you understand everything that's going on, so that when you bring a new BVA in, they have a very clear idea of what is expected of them and when. Because if a new BVA doesn't know that, then they don't know, right? Like, you know, they'll get stuff to you when they get stuff to you. But if it doesn't allow you the turnaround time that you'd like, then it's like, okay, well, then that needs to be communicated. But I would say that strong organization is important across the board. But, you know, you can give yourself a little grace when it's like something that's lower stakes, like, you know, like social media posts, you know, like if a social media post doesn't go out, then it doesn't go out, and it's not necessarily the end of the world, right? So I think understanding as a business owner too, that, right, like there are some tasks that have higher stakes than others in your business, and you should really be thinking about like, okay, do I want a new BVA to have the weight and responsibility of doing something that my business literally depends on? It's like, well, maybe that's a lot of pressure for a new BVA, right? Like, maybe we kind of need to think about like the weight of the tasks that we're giving a new BVA, right? It's not necessarily that a new BVA can't do that task. They probably can, but you need to make sure that you have expectations that are manageable, right? And if you're hiring a new BVA, I think that it's smart to kind of be like, okay, well, this is a task that my business doesn't necessarily depend on, but is good for my business, right? And that's different than like, I need this for my company to survive. And that's like a different level, right? Those are different level tasks.
That's a really good distinction, Quinn. I love that you brought that up too, because, you know, it goes to, you know, the different kinds of VAs and leadership styles, and you put it very succinctly. Is this a weight? Is this an important task or a not important task? And I don't know if all business owners are as business aware. And I don't know if all VAs, newbies or seasoned, who are as task aware sometimes. So that was a good thing to bring up.
Yeah. And I think like as a new BVA, you don't know what you don't know. So I think understanding that as a business owner with a new BVA, you are in a position of power, like that new BVA is going to do what you ask them to do, right? Because a lot of times new BVAs aren't like in a position where they can be like, hey, actually, no, like that doesn't feel right. Like that feels not right. So it's like, I think understanding the responsibility that kind of you take on with a new BVA in the position of power that you have. And I think, you know, there's a great episode this season about cultivating safe spaces. So, so, you know, check that out. But I think the feedback piece is really important of checking in and being like, hey, like, how do you feel about this task? Is this task too much? Is this task too little? Right? Because every new BVA is going to have a different kind of tolerance for that. Even like, you know, a new BVA who's older is probably going to have a little more of the confidence that is kind of necessary for some of those weightier tasks versus a new BVA who is younger is like can do the tasks, but doesn't necessarily have the confidence piece to speak up for themselves. So I think that's important to keep in mind.
Something I hear a lot of from business owners is what's the timeline for a newbie to kind of gain some of that confidence? Like if a business owner is like, well, yeah, I'm okay with starting here with a newbie, when can I realistically expect them to hit the next level? When are they going to level up, right? What does that timeline kind of look like? And you may not, I mean, we're going to talk general here, but maybe speak to the timeline that it was for you.
Yeah. I mean, I do think it's different for everybody, but I think for me, about a year in, I would say, is when I kind of hit that mark, that confidence. And I think it was a lot of factors. I think it was, you know, going into college and also having the organizational skills to keep running my business that gave me the confidence to be like, okay, I can do this. And I think it was also, you know, at that point, having worked with a variety of clients and kind of understanding how clients are different, how tasks are different, how different working relationships have different things going on. So I think that was part of it too. And I think also having the mentors that I do in Rachel and Leanne and Bree, I think that's also a part of the confidence piece, right? So I think it's never a bad thing as a VA to know other VAs. I think it really only helps a sense of security. And so I think that for me, all of those kind of helped to take me to the next level, so to speak.
Was there anything that I did as a client or that your other clients did that listeners might be able to incorporate that helped you with those leveling up things?
I think the weekly calls for sure were important at the beginning. And then, you know, as they went to like monthly calls, and now it's only like, you know, whenever we need to talk about a new project, right? We jump on a call. So I think that having that consistent support at the beginning of the relationship was really huge. I think also as a business owner, you were very good about letting me kind of see into your world as a business owner. Because I think that's important, because I don't think clients understand that what they bring to the relationship is like their unique perspective as a business owner. And a newbie VA, as a new business owner, can really, really learn from that, right? So I think that, you know, on those calls, during those calls, kind of like what Rachel was saying before, is including the why, you know, like, okay, it's important that we have this promotional material during this thing, during this week, so that we can properly promote and get engagement and all of that. Teaching that to a new BVA, so then not only can they take that with other clients, but then they can confidently take that into their own business. I think that was really great. Thank you.
Okay, just one more question. If a new BVA was just getting started out, what would be the first piece of advice you would give to them?
I think for a new BVA, it is just as much about fit as it is for a client. So I think being confident enough to kind of understand what you're looking for in a client. I think a lot of times new BVAs don't even, they're like, well, I just want a client. I'm not thinking about what my ideal client would be. But I think that that's important to think about, even if it's like, even if your first client isn't your ideal client, to have that in the back of your mind to be looking for as you gain skills, as you gain experience, right? To have that direction. And I think that that will really show up in the way that you run your business, that goal-oriented mindset.
And I think it speaks to what you were saying before too, right? When you're first starting, you don't know what you don't know. And I found for me, sometimes the experience of working with those different clients and then realizing, oh, I really like when it goes like this, that didn't work so well. That's where some of those pieces sometimes fall into place too, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's a really good point.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. And thank you, Quinn, for your perspective on hiring a newbie. You brought us some really excellent points. So I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. We want to thank you all for being here to listen to this episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. If you have any questions about what you heard today, you can send them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com or use our link tree to connect with any one of us to ask anything specific. And if you did like this episode, please give it a like, a share, or a review, because we like those too. So thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a like, comment, or review. And feel free to join our Facebook group, Find, Hire, and Work with a VA, for more tips and tools. If you have any questions, please email them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. We'll see you next time.